Welcome, welcome, welcome to the social circle. I know it's been a while, but I'm here now for the moment. I just needed to pop on really quick. Maybe I'll be in here for about 10, 15 minutes. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to wear because I'm going to the Red Sox game with my idiot stepdad. I take that back. I love you, Pop. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to wear. I mean, I'm going with him, and he's a Phillies fan. And we're playing the Phillies today. We lost last night 11-2. That was tragic. But enough about that. I wanted to say this because I haven't been on in a long time. First and foremost, congratulations to both the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns on making it to the NBA Finals. For the Bucks, it's the first time since 1974. And who remembers who beat them in 1974?
Oh, me.
Yes, go ahead. The Boston fucking Celtics, the dynasty, beat them back in 1974. As for the Phoenix Suns, the last time they went to the finals was in 1993. They fell victim to Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls. So, right now the Suns are up two games to nothing. Let's see what happens tonight in Game 3 in Milwaukee. I'm just gonna say this: Suns all the way. Suns all the way. I like Chris Paul. I like this team that he's in. And he deserves it for busting his ass for the past 16 years. He deserves a championship ring. He deserves the MVP as well. In other news, I also want to say congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning for winning their second straight Stanley Cup. Back-to-back Stanley Cups. The first team to do so since the Pittsburgh Penguins back in 2016 and 17. Congratulations, guys. You guys deserve it. And thank you for beating Montreal because, as a Boston sports fan and a diehard Bruins fan, fuck the Habs. probably going to get in trouble for saying that, but whatever. Freedom of speech, right? So what do the Red Sox have to do today in order not to get murdered by the Phillies, my stepdad's favorite team? Let's see. It's pure and simple. Pitching. Hello. What the hell happened last night? What the hell was that? We were literally down by 1 point. And, you know, we couldn't get the job done on offense. But, hey, no fear, because we still got like the best offense in the MLB right now. But pitching, guys, what the fuck was that? As a fan, this is me being pissed off. As a broadcaster, I'm not so pissed off because I'm not a broadcaster, but I will speak from a broadcaster's perspective. What the fuck, guys? Like if I was Alex Cora right now, I'd make you guys run laps all around, all around Fenway Park, and I'm talking about the perimeter, not the inside, because that's too easy for you motherfuckers. The perimeter of Fenway Park. Because what was that with pitching? I don't even know who our starting pitcher was. So I think someone told me, and I totally forgot. So, you know, yeah, wow, what, that was a disaster, but I'm glad that we got a chance to redeem ourselves today in just a few hours. Sorry guys, I've been talking to a friend of mine, trying to arrange something here. So So for the Red Sox, it's definitely pitching, you know, defense. Just, I don't know who's pitching today. Actually, I can look that up for you right now. Give me one moment. I apologize. I should have been prepared with this if I'm going to talk shit about my team. shit. Who's pitching today? Who's pitching today? Oh, who the fuck is pitching today? Shit. Alright. Anyways, I'll just keep talking. So here's something that I've been wanting to bring up. Because, you know, a friend of mine, well, my sister, you know, who I've been trying to put on for a bit, really wanted to bring this up. So, outdoor dining, should it still be around? And when she hops on, we're going to talk a little bit about that when she's here. Outdoor dining, you know, for me personally, I'll say this. Listen, outdoor dining's been around since we started opening things up because of COVID happening. Even before that, because part of the restrictions was, you know, in order for businesses to open, for these restaurants to open, got to be outdoor or just, yeah, pretty much it was that, if I'm not mistaken. So, and by the way, I can't figure out who the hell's pitching for the Red Sox today. I don't know. I don't know why. Well, it's probably too early in the morning, and Alex Cora is probably still sleeping. So we'll figure that out later. outdoor dining. Get the fuck rid of it already, please. Me as a biker who does food delivery, I'm tired of having to fucking jump on the sidewalk and take more time for Fat Joe over there to get his Chipotle or Taco Bell, whatever the fuck he ordered. Come on. Like seriously? It's July 2021. Everything's open up. The mask restrictions have been lifted. The mask mandate, whatever you want to call it, it's been lifted. Businesses are opening. I walk into bars where you could barely even fucking walk in, because there's a huge crowd of drunk people, which, you know, I love partying with drunk people. That's until they step on my toes. Come on. Get the fuck rid of it already. It's the summertime. You guys are... Listen, I'm not going to say you guys. I'm gonna, because I understand you guys are listening to, you know, our father of the state, Charlie Baker. But sometimes you got to say, fuck you, Pop. I'm going to do some shit on my own. You know? These people are complaining about traffic, which, trust me, we have every reason to complain about traffic. You're taking up all the parking spots. When I'm on the sidewalk, I gotta fucking, like, be careful on the sidewalk, because I don't... I can't tell you how many times I've almost bumped into a waitress riding my bike on the sidewalk, because... And I chose to go on the sidewalk because... You know, there's too much traffic because, you know, there's restaurants across the street that have to do outdoor dining. And that makes the street smaller. That makes cars go slower because they got to be cautious for the people that are sitting down eating their steak and tacos or whatever the fuck they're eating. To hell with that. To hell with those people. Get your fucking booths off the street. Charlie, open your fucking eyes. Wake the fuck up. It's over. It's pretty much over. okay? People are getting fully vaccinated. I'm not going to say it's completely over. I'm going to say it's damn near almost there. People are fully vaccinated. People are, you know, back at work. People are back in school. Businesses are opening up. What else do you want? What else does it... What does it have to take to get those booths and tables out of the motherfucking street? Oh, you want to get these restaurants more money? More money than they probably already had stashed in their fucking basement? Come on. I'm sorry, but seriously. Wake the hell up. You listen to the Social Circle. Excuse me. You're listening to the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. Follow me on... I'm sorry, guys. I am so sorry. I'm trying to remember what happened last night, and I can't even remember what the hell happened last night. I don't know. Last night I was drinking with Carmen and, you know, some friends of ours, and one of our friends like brought up something about conditioner, and I don't know. Apparently it was so funny, but I can't remember what the fuck he was talking about. Babe, if you're listening, please remind me what the hell Johnny was talking about. Anyways, follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor, where it all started. I'm here. I'm Big Drink. I will always be Big Drink, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I'm gonna wear for this game in a few hours. I have multiple Red Sox jerseys, so I don't know. I'm trying to decide between Pedro Martinez and David Ortiz. I might go with Ortiz just for the hell of it, but I feel like I wear that too much to too many games, so maybe I'll go Pedro. I don't know. Let's see. It's been a lot of violence. Like, Jesus Christ, you know? This summer. And we got, all these shootings. I'm sorry. I know what to talk about now. I know this is... Well, this is not even old news now. It's still new to me. In Surfside, Florida, there was a condo complex that collapsed and killed multiple people, and people are still missing. I think the last time I read, it was 37 people dead or 40 people dead, some crazy number like that. I do, you know, on behalf of this podcast and this podcaster, I send my condolences to the families, the friends, the loved ones of the victims. And, you know, this was really sad. Very, very sad. Like, wow. And for the owners of that development and whoever the hell built that complex, have mercy on your fucking soul. 'Cause you're looking at a huge lawsuit that's going to result in a huge payola for the victims, for the families of those victims. And I'm no construction worker. I'm no businessman. But you guys should lose your jobs. Not only lose a shit ton of money, but you should also lose your jobs. Before I get, you know, even more personal than I'm already getting. It just hits home for me, you know? I can't relate to that, but, like, you know, my thing is this, like, think about the kids that were probably in that building, the mothers and fathers, the boyfriends, girlfriends, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking about the what ifs, and, you know, maybe that's not important, but anyways, I don't even know what the hell I'm saying right now. But that, like that news right there, that really broke my heart. Anyways, moving on. Shit. Oh, here's something. What the hell's going on, Bucks fans? Huh? Like, you guys had all this hype, all this excitement. Oh, yeah, we're going to NBA Finals and we're going to win that bitch. Well, right now, it doesn't look like you're winning a damn thing. You see? And I'm not proud of jumping on the bandwagon. Listen, it's not so much me jumping on the bandwagon. It's more like I've been watching Chris Paul play since I was a kid, since his rookie year. Since he was playing in New Orleans, in the Hornets. I'm a huge fan of Chris Paul. Huge fan of Chris Paul. And he's busted his ass and put up with multiple teams for many, many years. He did 6 years with New Orleans. He did a few in L.A., and L.A. loved him. New Orleans loved him. Now Phoenix loves him and wants him to stay. This man is going to be a free agent next season. Not so much, because I believe that he's going to re-sign. He's going to sign that contract and stay in Phoenix. Because he's that type of dude. He's not that type of dude to hop around different teams, you know, because it didn't work out with those teams. That's not who the hell he is. You know? So... Chris Paul will resign. He's gonna resign, and he's gonna make Phoenix a damn good team, just like he did now. You know, I'm not gonna say it was all him, because hell, Devin Booker played a part in that. Jay Crowder played a part in that. Their defense played a part in that. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm with Phoenix all the way, even though I shouldn't be doing that. Oh, sorry, still waking up here. And yeah, this is the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. And I'm still trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to wear. I think I'm just going to go with Ortiz and say fuck it. But I don't know. I haven't even gotten my coffee yet. So maybe that's probably why I'm all messed up and shit. I don't even know if I want to take the freaking bike. Well, I don't want to take it to Fenway, but... You know, maybe I'll take it and leave it in my mom's house or something. I'm just sitting at home again, trying to figure out what the hell I'm gonna wear. Oh gosh, you know, I'm starting to act like my wife right now. Can't figure shit out. Can't be on time. I love you, babe. Yeah. So, I don't know. One thing because I don't know much about this group, so I'm not really gonna talk much about it, but I'm hearing a little bit about this group called The Rise of the Moors. Who the hell are these people? Are they like a different version of Al-Qaeda? You know, different version of ISIS? Or who are they? You know? We'll talk more about that in the next episode. But if you guys know who the hell these people are, have any bit of information, let me know. I'll bring you on the show. We can talk about who these people are. Speaking of shows, this is something I want to bring up. So I had mentioned in the beginning of this season that I am a part of a theater group where we teach kids about substance abuse. And let me just say like this, reunited, and it feels so good because we are back. We are coming back. We are going to be in Marshfield. Just filming. Unfortunately, there's not going to be an audience. But it's just, you know, the fact that I get to see this group, you know, these guys and girls. It, you know, we haven't seen each other in over a year, and it feels great to see them again. You know, I'm tired of the fucking Zoom calls and shit, you know. I'm tired of the Zoom calls. I'm tired of seeing you guys through a screen. You know what I mean? I just want to be there. I miss hugging you guys, you know. So I'm glad that we're going to be back in business the right way. You know, we're all fully vaccinated. We're all very excited to see each other next month. And don't worry, I will do a little episode with my group. I've really been wanting to do this for a while now. I haven't even, first off, they don't even know I have a podcast. So that'll be a surprise to them. So, that's what we're going to do, you know? This is the social circle where I'm staying social while being socially distant. Probably because I'm alone in my room, still trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to wear. Anyways, I've been on this for damn near a half hour, and whatever. My stepdad's not even in Boston yet, so I gotta wait for him regardless. But and I also need a pregame and have a couple beers before we go to Fenway, because he claims, oh, I don't have money, I'm not going to get anything. Oh, thanks, Pop. Appreciate it. So, like I said, you know, follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor or wherever you listen to your podcast. I'm Big Drink and still trying to figure stuff out. Yeah. Game 3 of the Suns and Bucks is in Milwaukee tonight at 8 o'clock. I will be at the bar watching. And I will jot down as much highlights as possible because I'm going to be there repping the orange. Just wicked excited to watch the game, and you know, yeah. Oh. 4th of July was great. Sorry, I wanted to bring that up. 4th of July was fucking fun. It was fun. You know, I was sitting in front of a hot grill for damn near 8 hours, but as long as I was able to cook for my friends and my family, you know, my wife, and that's fine. You know what I mean? You know, like old Greg brought like his entire house. Everything he had in his, yo, I'm gonna tell you something. Old Greg knows how to marinate shit. All right, if you guys want to know about how old Greg marinates his shit, let me know. I will tell you. Stormy just likes to eat everything. and Carmen likes to. Well, you know, I make sure, you know. I allow Carmen to be my judge. You know, she tells me, hey, you know, babe, put this back on the grill. It's not ready yet. You know, I got to have somebody to do that for me. You know what I mean? Literally, that morning, I was so unprepared. I had went with a neighbor of mine to the supermarket and just spent money. I spent like almost $160 worth of meats and dogs and burgers and buns and cheese. It was just insane. How prepared I had to get last minute. I almost wasn't able to get charcoal, but that neighbor friend of mine was able to. So I'm very glad. Anyways, I'm gonna shut up now, unless there's anything else I gotta talk about that's on my mind. Oh yeah, can we please stop the violence? You know, there's too much of it going on right now. And I'm pretty sure you guys are doing it near kids' parks, near where kids play and stuff. Like, come on, guys. Like, the gun violence, come on. Like, seriously? You guys can't solve your problems with your fists? You gotta pull out a gun? Like, all due respect if you guys are gangsters or whatever. But, come on. Just for the kids, you know, for the families of these kids, you know, for the families that are scared to let their kids go outside and go to school or go to the corner store next door because they're scared that they're going to get shot, you know, come on. This is coming from a father's perspective. Please, knock it off. Yeah. So that's it for me. And, tune in for the Red Sox and Phillies, the final game of that series at 1:00. First pitch is at around 1:00. Again, not sure who the hell's pitching. I keep hearing Martin Perez. I don't think it's Perez. I hope it's Eovaldi. I really do hope it's Eovaldi, but who knows? Who the hell knows? Except Alex Cora and the coaching staff. Once again, follow me on Breaker, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. And also check out Carmen Santiago's podcast, Carmen's Corner, also on everything I just mentioned. This is Big Drink signing off. Thank you, guys. I will see you, talk to you soon. See you later. I'm still going to figure out what the hell I'm going to wear. Bye.